Tories bankrupting NHS, trade unionists must organise fight back Simon Carter. The National Health Service NHS in England is in financial meltdown due to the Tories' relentless drive toward privatisation. According to Chris Hobson, chief executive of NHS providers, the NHS's accumulated deficit is likely to balloon to £2.5 billion this year, jeopardising patient care as health trusts cut back on staff. This deficit is largely as a result of successive governments pursuing rip-off private finance initiative PFI contracts. In Barts, East London, the largest hospitals trust in England, a PFI redevelopment of the Royal London Hospital has left it owing £135 million, up from £93 million since last year. But while private contractors are quids in, the trust has a shortage of 1,044 nursing posts, and is making cuts. A Barts health worker speaking under anonymity told the Socialist this debt should be dropped and repudiated. It has absolutely nothing to do with the increasingly overworked staff responsible for providing health services to some of the poorest communities in the country. Urgent. What's urgently needed is a mass national demonstration called by the TUC and built seriously by the health unions as part of coordinated, generalized strike action to defend the junior doctors and student nurse bursaries and to kick out big business from our NHS. Such a program of action, supported by my union branch, will be hugely popular with both health workers and a working class angered by the increasing brutality of these cuts.